The ruling from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals found police were justified in detaining Krista Sutterfield and searching her Milwaukee home without a warrant. In the March 2011 incident, Sutterfield's doctor had told police that she'd talked to him about shooting herself. Despite the ruling in favor of the police, Judge Daniel Mannion urged state legislatures to create a civil warrant process requiring police to ask a judge for permission to search someone's house in such a situation. State Senator Mary Lazick led a legislative council committee last year that considered changes to the state law that grants police the power to detain someone who may be suicidal. She says the committee didn't consider such a warrant process, but she says maybe now it's time to.
It's coming to attention, and if it's something that serves the greater good, then it would seem to me if that provides more protection and dignity for the victim, for law enforcement, that's maybe something we should be exploring.
The attorney for Krista Sutterfield, John Monroe, says because there was no warrant issued in this case, the police search was not justified.
The fact that the state of Wisconsin has not created a warrant to address this particular situation can't undo the warrant requirement that the Fourth Amendment contains. If there is no option for the police to get a warrant in that circumstance, it seems to me the result ought to be then they can't take action.
Monroe says he is considering appealing the ruling. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.